This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now, a survey has called Klang the most unsafe city in Southeast Asia. So we're discussing how accurate this is. So for some background, this came out in an article published by Numbeo, which is a crowdsourced global database. And according to a survey that they carried out, it stated that Klang is the most unsafe city in Southeast Asia with the lowest rate of security. According to their results, Klang's crime index is 67.23 and its safety index is 32.77. Needless to say, these results haven't really been received very well from not just people who live in Klang, but people who know it or who visit it. And in general, a lot of people are questioning whether this is entirely accurate. Even Selangor Police Chief Arjunaidi Mohammad has said that the survey doesn't paint a true picture or representation of the whole community in the Klang district. Now, just to look at the numbers of the survey, And I think if you look at the numbers involved, you'll get a clearer idea of why this perhaps isn't the most reliable measure of or a way to think about Klang, right? Because the number of contributors who took the survey were, from what we can ascertain on the website, just 61 people. And it's not clear whether they actually live in Klang or whether they ever lived there or whether this is just a perception. And on top of that, I think in general, these sorts of surveys, when they're crowdsourced and they're online, it becomes quite difficult to tell whether they are a true marker of anything. I personally feel like Klang is one of those places in Klang Valley that often gets a bad rap. I must admit, as someone who's lived squarely in Kuala Lumpur for most of my life, for a long time Klang felt very far away. But I have friends who live there, and I've been there on a number of food jaunts, which is always the thing I associate Klang with. And I must say that it seems to me like this is one of those things that get passed around and eventually gets said as fact when it may not necessarily be true, this idea of a place being unsafe, when Klang is actually a really pretty large place. And like most other towns or cities, there are areas that may not be safe, there are areas that are fine. It's just part and parcel of living in what is a busy cosmopolitan area. But I think when results like these come out, when they get shared online, what tends to happen is that stereotypes get reinforced, and people tend to share this information without necessarily giving it too much thought. So we'd like to hear from you. If you're a Klang resident, if you go there often, what do you think of the town? But in a larger sense, what makes a city or town feel safe? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, to hear directly from someone who actually lives in Klang, we're joined by Arvind Rubin, who is an Associate Director of Public Relations. Rubin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, to start off with, how long have you lived in Klang?
Oh, for a very long time. I moved to Klang when I was about 9. I'm 38 now, you do the math.
So then, how did it make you feel when you read this recent article that called Klang the most dangerous place in Southeast Asia?
You know what? A whole bunch of friends and I, all of us from Klang, of course, you know, we had a good laugh about it because there is some truth to it in terms of Klang being a relatively dangerous place. But you know what? For someone who's been living there for so long, we just don't notice it as much anymore, I think. And, you know, it's sad because at the same time, no one really sees the good stuff about Klang. Everyone knows Klang as this gangster town and whatnot, but it's a food haven, not just Penang, y'all, you know, Klang is too. So yeah, I mean, it was funny and also sad at the same time.
So maybe first tell us your own experiences living in Klang. Has safety ever been a concern for you?
Yes and no, right? So it depends on where in Klang you go to. Like I said, certain areas are obviously safer than others. Some areas are now gated communities. So obviously it will be safer, but there are certain tamans lah, you know, like, I don't know if I can say it out on air, so I won't say it out. which are known to be more gangster focused or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, even when I've been to those areas, I've never once been harassed, or no one has ever come out to make me feel threatened or anything like that. But I know that it differs from individual to individual. I know people who go to these places and they feel very unsafe, but for me, not so much. And I think that where I come from, which is a different part of Klang, it's more of the older part of Klang, you know, I've never once felt unsafe. And this is even when we've had like small crimes happening in the area, but personal safety, not so much, not really worried about that.
So maybe let's draw a comparison, right? Because it's one thing to say a town or a city has areas that are unsafe. It's another to say that it as a whole is the most dangerous. If you can draw a comparison between Klang and other cities or towns, what would you sort of rate the level of feeling safe or unsafe?
You know what? It's pretty much, I've lived in Johor as well, right? For a short period. I felt less safe when I was there, you know? But it wouldn't be fair to me to say that Johor Bahru as an entire town is unsafe. And I think it's the same thing with Klang. It's not fair to say that Klang is an unfair place. It's an unsafe place as a whole, because it's just those like small, tiny areas. If you look at the map, it's like, you won't be able to find these places. Legit. All right. And but it's what happens with the world today, right? Everyone just generalizes and says, okay, you know, Klang is dangerous. So yes, like every part of Klang is dangerous. I mean, we hear it in jokes all the time. Oh, you're a Klang Matai. Oh, cannot mess you from Klang. And you know what? The Klangites, we play up to this as well. And we go like, yes, don't mess with me. I'm from Klang. You know, but the truth is, you find that Klang is actually a really lovely place, you know, and it's just those very small areas that can be deemed quote unquote dangerous, you know?
So yeah. I wanted to pick up on that. So you're right. Klang does have stereotypes associated with it. It's a joke quite often. How do you deal with these when you hear them?
I laugh them off, to be honest. Like I said, because I play to these stereotypes as well. But I think like for most of us who live in communities that we have been for a long time, you know, we take it in our stride, you know, like there are good things, there are bad things. At the end of the day, you are going to be very protective of the place that you come from. Like my really close friend, she's from Subang, right? And I tease her about Subang all the time. Oh, the rats are bigger than cats. And she goes like, yeah, Klang is filled with gangsters. But, you know, we know it's in good fun. I think the problem is when people take it too seriously and they don't want to come visit Klang, or they go like, oh, I'm not comfortable visiting you all the way in Klang. I'm like, why? You know, like, calm down. Nothing's going to happen. You know, but that's the thing about today. A lot of people tend to take it a step too far, you know, and I think that's where the shame is, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're losing out on so much.
What are some improvements that you'd like to see made to the town?
Well, cleanliness would be one thing. But in terms of safety, I think over the last few years, things have gotten a lot better. Like I said, I come from the older part of Klang, Taman Gembira, to be more specific, right? It's not a gated community, but it's been there since I've been in Klang, like for like 40 over years, I think, maybe 50, could be longer, I don't know. And I think the community needs to come together to sort of keep the place safe, keep the place clean and whatnot. I mean, like I said, five years back, you know, we did have a lot of non-Taman Gembira people, I would say, you know, who come there to the fields and they drink at night, or you hear them like playing, blasting music really loudly. But I think as a community, we all came together and we sort of told them off. And now it's not like that anymore. And the thing is that, like, my taman is filled with really old people as well. I'm talking like my parents' generation. I'm 38, so you can figure out how old the rest of them will be, right? And they confront these thugs, so to speak, and they speak to them very nicely. You know, like, hey, you know, like, we're old people here. You know, we walk around the field every day. If you're gonna drink, it's fine. Just throw the bottles in the bin and don't blast the music too loudly. And they listened. That's the thing. Like, I think the approach that these old people took was great. Like, they didn't call the cops. You know, they didn't like stage this huge protest. No, like, they spoke to them properly. And I think at the end of the day, it's the people who are going to make you feel unsafe. And if you can get them on your side and you talk to them properly, communication, I suppose, is key. And it's been perfectly fine ever since then. Yeah.
Let's end on a high note. For those who might not know or might have the wrong idea about Klang, what are some of the best things about visiting Klang or living in Klang?
You know what? The food is great. You know, you have great Indian food, Malay food, Chinese food. Like, it's like a separate town on its own.
Oh, that I can completely... I love doing food trips to Klang.
And if you ever come, you know who to call, all right? I'll be happy to take you on a food excursion. I think the thing that I truly, what I love about Klang, right, is that it's a little town away from the city, but KL is just 30 minutes away. I mean, on a good day, let's not talk about jams, but it takes me about 30 minutes to get to KL, right? And you know, like, people tend to think that like Klang is like really far away, like, but it's not. It's close, and you have everything over there. People are nice, you know, and people are generally very nice in Klang. And I'm not just saying it because I am from there, but it is the truth. So, yes, lots of misconceptions. And if you think it's dangerous, you know what? Come live on the wild side. Just come and visit anyway. Keep it yourself.
Thanks for speaking with us today, Ruben.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Klang resident and Associate Director of Public Relations, Arvind Rubin, speaking to us about his experiences living in Klang. This is, of course, coming on the wake of a survey that supposedly declared Klang the most dangerous city in Southeast Asia. So we'd like to hear from you. If you live in Klang, if you visit there often, what do you think of this? And in a larger sense, what makes a city or town feel safe? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.